Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 13 of Positive in Pro Wrestling. I'm your host, Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, both available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And of course, I'm a proud member here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. So yeah, much like before, on tonight's show, I'll be talking about 205 Live, NXT, Impact Wrestling, and I was present at Pro Wrestling Subjective Rowdy Riot, so we'll talk about that as well. Okay, let's get straight to it. So let's start with 205 Live. The show was the gauntlet to name the new number one contender to Cedric Alexander's Cruiserweight title for the greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. So, and the thing that was like apparent for this, the matches itself were all of a good standard, but I thought with after Mustafa Ali and TJP's match in particular, when he'd worked on the injury and he'd injured him, I thought that Buddy Murphy should have come out and attacked Mustafa Ali if I was fantasy booking. Because Mustafa Ali is one of the most popular wrestlers, and they're trying to make Buddy Murphy one of the most hated. And what better way to get love on somebody by them being taken out of a gauntlet, and hatred on somebody by them being the person that took that person out of the gauntlet? So I would have changed this, really. I would have had Mustafa Ali win the match, Buddy Murphy come out and take out Mustafa Ali, which puts him into a feud with Murphy. And then you have, then you change it up, really. That didn't happen. This was a good way to use the 205 formula, I think. Good performance from Tony Nese. Drew Gulak is fantastic. Like I said, surprised they went with Kalisto. Hero versus hero match doesn't always get the best response, so it might have been better to go with Gulak, or if you wanted to change the title in Saudi Arabia, Mustafa Ali again, that would have been good. I think with his his tagline, his motto being that he's wants to change the world, what better way to change the world but than win the Cruiserweight title in Saudi Arabia? So yeah, there's many ways they could have gone with this. A good show based on that. So I just would have booked it differently, fantasy booking wise. So yeah, moving swiftly on to NXT. A fantastic start to the show with Adam Cole, baby, never gets old, Roderick Strong, Bobby Fish, and Kyle O'Reilly. I'm happy with Roderick Strong's explanation of why he turned on UK champion Pete Dunne. And when them two, those two guys meet, it's going to be fantastic. But in this instance, Adam Cole against Oney Lorcan was a fantastic match. Oney Lorcan's one of the most underrated guys on the roster, WWE roster, in all honesty. And he showed a lot of that in this match. And he was only defeated because the Undisputed Era got involved, Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly. So, yeah, hopefully we see him and Danny Burch, because Danny Burch came in to help protect him, and Pete Dunne against Adam Cole, Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly at some point down the road. Loved the video packages on the different women who are looking to become the NXT Women's Champion throughout the show. Enjoyed the heavy machinery, Riddick Moss and Tino Sabatelli match. Gutted that Moss and Sabatelli being split up, in all honesty. I thought they were coming along nicely, and the ending seems that's exactly what they're going to do. So yeah, and then with heavy machinery calling out War Raiders, that should be very interesting when it happens. Brilliant character work from Dakota Kai, acting upset and then fearful when Baszler comes into the picture. It's been said that Pete Dunne will face Roderick Strong next week, as well as TM61 versus the Street Profits. So that should be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. Johnny Gargano got ambushed by Tommaso Ciampa, and he put him on a stretcher. So that's obviously not the NXT TakeOver New Orleans. Obviously isn't the end of that feud. Loved the way that Aleister Black came out and said, you know, he wants a challenger. Eric Young answering the challenge with Sanity. Really good main event. And you know, Black was able to finish it off with the Black Mass, regardless of Sanity's interference. That was quite good. And then he takes out Wolf and Dane when they charge the ring with the Black Mass as well. So, yeah, a really, really good episode of NXT this week. And then Impact Wrestling. We've got Austin Aries. His address to the Impact Wrestling roster was quite funny. I enjoyed that. He's going to turn into a villain once more, which I guess is his best character. But yeah, it was pretty cool. Brian Cage against Trevor Lee. I'm such a big fan of Trevor Lee and the call to Lee with Caleb Conley. Yeah, I just really want him to be, you know, in the best position on the card and stuff. But him against Brian Cage, especially after what happened at Redemption, made a lot of sense, because obviously he was picking his spots and then trying to, you know, keep away from Cage. And Cage looked fantastic yet again in this, you know, in this match. And Trevor Lee got in some offense. So, yeah, job done, I think. In all honesty, Eddie Edwards is one of the most riveting characters in professional wrestling right now. It's you know, it's really good character work. He's been fantastic. You know, all the, and his wife Alicia and Sami Callihan and OVE and stuff. It's all storyline arcs. It's been absolutely fantastic. So yeah. Another really good, you know, interview promo week for Eddie Edwards. Great to see DJZ back in the ring after the almost career-ending injury he suffered last year. It was great to see him at Redemption, especially that DDT over the top rope, which was crazy. And yeah, just great to see him back in general, in all honesty. There's a red piece of paper with a black cross circled on a guy's chest. I'm not sure what that's about. Taya Valkyrie against Ali was more about the post-match of Undead Brides bringing down a coffin. So I'm guessing that might be a casket match coming up in the future. Rosemary and Sue Young had a stare down. That should be a really good match if it happens. And Eli Drake and Scott Steiner versus LAX. This was another fun match. Steiner rolling back the years with an overhead belly to belly suplex from the top rope. And LAX looked really competitive. Eli Drake and Scott Steiner, you know, picked up the win and kept hold of their tag team titles. You know, enjoyed Drake's promo after the match. Austin Aries comes out, and then Pentagon Jr. comes out as well. I'm guessing it's going to be Drake and Steiner versus Pentagon and Austin Aries in a tag match down the line. So yeah, really strong episode of Impact Wrestling this week. Probably one of the best since Don Callis and Scott D'Amore came in. Yep, and that leads us on to Pro Wrestling Subjective Rowdy Riot, which I had the pleasure of being in attendance for. Absolutely immaculate building, built for wrestling, in all honesty, like an auditorium. It was fantastic. So here's my results and thoughts. Kat Von Cage took on Charlie Evans. They had a, you know, a spirited contest back and forth until Athena Fury, the Pro Wrestling Subjective Women's Champion, comes down to ringside. She interferes in the match, attacking Evans, which causes the disqualification. And then Millie McKenzie runs in and makes the save. She grabs hold of the microphone and calls for a tag team match later, pitting Charlie Evans and Millie McKenzie against Athena Fury and Kat Von Cage. Chris Royals, the Hatter, against Thomas James Sky was a fantastic comedy match. Chris Rawls is known for that kind of style, and he does it so well, whereas Thomas James Sky isn't known for that style, but he did it really well on this night, which the fans in attendance absolutely loved. Well done, guys, that was absolutely great stuff. Unfortunately, Christopher Drew got involved in the ending, putting off Chris Royals, allowing a bemused Thomas James Sky to pick up a tainted win. And he tried to, talk to Chris Royals, but Royals wasn't interested in what he believes is a conspiracy against him in this match. Alter Ego, 2K and CJ Rawlings took on the usual suspects. That's suspects of a Z. Corey Johnson and Nate with Christopher Drew. And yeah, this was a fantastic match again. Yeah, it had everything I love about tag team wrestling. You know, the assault by the usual suspects on CJ Rawlings, the powerbomb on the apron, splitting the ring in half, and just making sure the 2K couldn't make the tag to his partner. And it looked like 2K finally could, with CJ Rawlings getting into the match. But just as Alter Ego were getting the advantage, Christopher Drew starts getting involved, with the last thing he did was pulling out the referee and to stop a free count from going down. And by doing so, it allowed the usual suspects to pick up the win. But that was a fantastic match, and definitely up there for my match of the night. Then there was an intermission, and as we come back from intermission, the Elliot Jordan Experience took on the 21st Century Hero, Luke Douglas. This is a back and forth match. Douglas shocked the crowd and myself by kicking out of Jordan's Cop Killer 1, which is unbelievable. Jordan is able to surprise Douglas with a quick pinfall. And one of the highlights of the match had to be Jordan's jawing with a guy, a little kid who he named Harry. And he was talking about him like he was Harry Potter. So that was quite funny. In this semi-main event, it was Kat Von Cage and Athena Fury, the Pro Wrestling Subjective Women's Champion, versus Millie McKenzie and Charlie Evans. This was a good tag team match. Millie McKenzie's suplex are amazing to watch live. They look brutal. I'm sure they are on the person receiving them. Cage and Athena Fury worked really well as a tag team. Cage distracts the referee, allowing Fury to nail Evans with the PWS Women's title. And once again, she cheats to pick up the win. And in the main event of the evening, for the Pro Wrestling Subjective title, it was Hotshot Joey Scott versus the Captain Steve Valentino. And I thought this was a cracking way to end the show. Both men were hitting each other like they owed each other money. So hard, and just unbelievable amounts of offense and violence involved with those forearms and punches and stuff. Really, really good main event, like I said. Scott got frustrated at his inability to finish the match, removing the turnbuckle pad. He then tries to whip Valentino into the turnbuckle, which Valentino evades. Scott hits the turnbuckle, and then Valentino picks up the win. As always, especially when attending a live show, my match of the night, I really did have to think about this. I even went as far as saying, how the heck do I decide this? But I'm going to go with Alter Ego, 2K and CJ Rawlings versus the usual suspects with Christopher Drew. And my segment of the night, PWS is a very match-orientated show. So there wasn't many segments, but I'm going to go with Millie McKenzie making Kat Von Cage and a Pro Wrestling's Objective Women's Champion Athena Fury's 2-on-1 beatdown of Charlie Evans into a tag team match later in the show. And overall thoughts, this was the best Pro Wrestling Subjective show I've ever been to. Congratulations to all the guys and girls. With that roster and that venue, Pro Wrestling Subjective is going to become one of the wrestling companies in the Midlands. You can mark my words. Absolutely superb. And with all that being said, what was my match of the week? I think I'm going to go with the Pro Wrestling Subjective show. I think based on the wrestling, the storyline, the background, the crowd reactions, Alter Ego, 2K and CJ Rawlins against the Usual Suspects and Christopher Drew is my match of the week. And segment of the week, I'm going to go with Johnny Gargano being attacked from behind by Tommaso Ciampa, because that continues one of the greatest feuds in wrestling right now. So yeah, with all that being said, I think we are going to wrap it up. I'm working hard on getting Corey Johnson of the Usual Suspects interview part 2 out for Friday. The team's back, I believe. Chris Lappin, Nick Davey, myself for the WWE Backlash review with a tint of the WWE Greatest Royal Rumble as well. Next Tuesday will be released on Wednesday morning, along with 2 special guests. So yeah, I think that kind of covers it. So just to connect on social media, if you'd like to, I am on Twitter, twitter.com/Brumial. I am on Facebook, facebook.com/AFansPerspectiveUK. I am on Facebook as a friend, facebook.com/Oliver14Newman. I am on Instagram, instagram.com/Brumial. And the podcast is twitter.com/BBGWpod. The Facebook is facebook.com/BBGWpod. And although it hasn't really been updated, the Instagram is instagram.com/BBGWpod. Our Teesprings is teesprings.com/broken-but-glorious. And if you want to support me, I am Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, and they are both available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And of course, I'm a proud member here at Broken But Glorious. Thanks very much, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Bye for now.